This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We are closing in. We are less than 24 hours away from the start of pregame, and we are just about there for the kickoff to the Rose Bowl. Oregon is taking on Ohio State in a college football playoff quarterfinal matchup, and the winner moves on to the semifinals. The Oregon Ducks undefeated on the year at 13-0, the number one seed in the college football playoff, first year that it's been expanded to 12 teams. And tomorrow it's going to be a big showdown between two top Big Ten programs. They met earlier this year with Oregon pulling out a narrow 32-31 victory on top of Ohio State at Autzen Stadium. Down in Southern California to cover the matchup between the Ducks and the Buckeyes is Knight Uretsky joining us now from Southern California. First and foremost, the weather's got to be pretty nice in Southern California this time of year, Knight.
Oh my gosh, it is absolutely stunning down here. When I woke up this morning, I looked at the weather in Roseburg. It looked like it was 29 degrees at about 7 a.m. when I headed down to the press conferences this morning. Right now, it is 63 degrees and sunny here in Pasadena. I'm wearing a polo right now. I don't think I could wear a polo right now in Roseburg, but I am enjoying the sunshine. Not too much, though. I am ginger, so I do have to have sunscreen.
Well, that's important. I'm glad you're doing that. Knight is set up outside of the Rose Bowl bash going on right now. And Knight, just quickly let us know just the setting where you are at here as this one's getting, as we get this DC Inside Douglas County underway here today.
Yeah, we're just a few rows away from the Rose Bowl Stadium as well as the Rose Bowl Bash. We see tons and tons of fans, a lot of Duck fans, I will say. So far today, it seems like more Duck fans than Buckeye fans. We'll see if that's the case tomorrow. But tons and tons of fans are flocking into the Rose Bowl Bash. They got music going on. They got the marching bands here, a DJ, craft beer, also some food, it looks like. Yesterday, they were giving out free In-N-Out in the Rose Bowl parking lot. So a lot of events happening, not only just today, but also throughout the week. That's what makes the Rose Bowl so special.
It's definitely going to be a fun day down there for sure as we get ready for Oregon and Ohio State. Knight Uretsky down in Southern California. He's been attending all of the media festivities going on down there, and we'll hear more about that. But I wanted to start things off by reliving a little bit of what happened back on October 12th when the Oregon Ducks hosted Ohio State in a top five matchup that went down to the wire. It was a blast there at Autzen Stadium. I can tell you firsthand, I was there for the matchup, and it was a fantastic game, and that leads us to thinking this next one's going to be fun as well. A quick recap of some of the highlights from back on October 12th.
Full house, turn back, give it to James. Up the middle, inside, 2-1, did he get there? Yes! Jordan James! Great blocking up the front out of the I formation with a fullback leading the way. Two running plays after the turnover. That sends a message to me. We're going to run it, and we believe we can run it, and run it is what you did to get in the end zone.
Second down and 12, and a snap back to throw with time. Wants to go deep. Boy, he's got him. Pitch is there for Stewart. Stewart down the sideline in the 30, inside of the 25, still on his feet inside the 10-yard line. And finally down at the 7. Just waited for Stewart to be dragged out of bounds up at about the 30-yard line. He kept it in bounds. What a throw by Gabriel.
And ran right by Denzel Burke, their top cornerback, number 10.
And Gabriel snapping back to throw. Looks left, going to go for the route in the corner. And catch, touchdown, yes! Stewart with a grab, flags down. Penalty flags down at the 8-yard line. Evan Stewart with a great fade route on the left-hand side of the end zone. James to hold. Snap good, place good, and the kick is up. And he put it right through the middle. It's good. All-State field goal. Well, that good kick, the good hands at All-State will contribute to the next General Scholarship Fund. Thank you, All-State. And that field goal gives Oregon their first lead of the ball game. and given the miscues or issues they've had in this ball game so far, that they have the lead, credit to Oregon's toughness. Empty backfield for Gabriel. Three receivers grouped to the right, two to the left. Gabriel. Pressure comes. It's picked up. Gabriel wants to go deep. He's got Tez. Down at the 10. Touchdown! Tez Johnson! A perfectly thrown ball from Dylan Gabriel. And Oregon ties it up. A kick away from taking the lead. 48 yards on the scoring strike. And Dusty Hara, the crowd's in it.
The crowd is in it, and so is this offense. Ohio State was the only team in college football to not have a pass play of over 40 yards against them. The Ducks have got two in this first half, and Dylan Gabriel has had pinpoint placement.
On fourth down and a yard, Gabriel, snap. Give it in. Nope, he kept it. Gonna throw it. Got him open. Ferguson, first down, 40. Straight arm gets by at the 30. Selling his feet up to 25. All the way to the 20-yard line. T-Ferg. What a gutsy call by Will Stein.
Anybody got a heart rate monitor? What an unbelievable atmosphere tonight. Our fans, man, they made such a difference. We're so proud of them. You know, we talked all week with our players about taking jabs. Right, taking jabs. It's not about throwing haymakers. It's about being accurate and precise with jabs, right? And just the next play is the most important play, and I thought they really owned that tonight.
Those were some highlights from the first meeting between Oregon and Ohio State. Oregon's Atticus Sappington kicking a 19-yard field goal with a minute 47 left to go to give the Ducks the lead. The clock would run out on Ohio State quarterback Will Howard. Oregon outgained Ohio State 496 yards to 467. Oregon winning the turnover battle with a fumble recovery. Jordan James running for 115 yards and a touchdown. Dylan Gabriel, 23 for 34 through the air, 341 yards and two touchdowns. Will Howard, he was equally as good, 28 for 35, 326 yards and two TDs. Oregon's Mateo Uiagalelei got to Howard once for the only sack of the game. And Knight Uretzky down in Southern California, you know, looking back at that first matchup, what stood out to you about the way that one played out? And is there anything we can take about from the first matchup to game two?
I think it's really hard to take away what you took away from game number one compared to where we're at this point in the season. I think both coaches have hit on that throughout the week. All the players have as well. Both these teams have evolved quite a bit since that mid-October matchup. Now, what I remember about that matchup was just that sickening feeling I had in my stomach the entirety of that game. It was a roller coaster, back and forth, swings of momentum each direction. And we're back here in Pasadena for the Rose Bowl. It doesn't get better than this, but I mean, that sickening feeling, I remember that. I remember feeling relief at the very end of the game. But even at the very end of the game, we didn't really know if the game was completely over. Will Howard slid at the very end of the game. Everybody started coming onto the field. And for me, my vantage point on the field, because I was there covering, was I was walking onto the field, and it felt like the police officers were shoving everybody off to the sideline, trying to get the players off the field. And to me, it felt like they were going to call a review and try to review it to see if there was 1 second left in Ohio State. Would have that opportunity to potentially kick the field goal. They didn't. Everybody continued to pour onto the field, and I was talking to Derek Keith yesterday. He's one of the content producers for the Big Ten Network. He was telling me that when he was down there, he had a very similar feeling, but he had his camera in his one hand, and it just felt like he was in the middle of a mosh pit, and everybody kept hitting him in all different directions, and it was just... It was a movie. That's what it was. It was a movie down in at Autzen Stadium. Absolute cinema. And it feels like we're getting the sequel here this week at the Rose Bowl.
It's not common you get two teams to get a chance to face off for a second time. It has been a big topic of conversation at the media availabilities leading up to the Rose Bowl. Dylan Gabriel talking about the fact this week that, hey, look, what happened before, it doesn't necessarily have much to do with what is going to be happening here coming up tomorrow.
Nothing in the past can, you know, help you here in the future. Maybe, you know, trying to see if you could do something different here and there, but that's why it's history, you know, and there's a new matchup and a new game, and it's totally different circumstances, and I think everyone's aware of that. But for the most part, we're just here right in the present, you know, and taking it one day at a time. And knowing that the rest of that will take care of itself.
Ohio State head coach Ryan Day saying that, yeah, the fact that they met once before, it's helpful to be able to have kind of a starting point as they evaluate the matchup going in to the Rose Bowl meeting tomorrow.
Sometimes when you are playing against, you know, a team maybe from another conference in the playoffs, there's a little bit of an unknown. You know, how can you expect this guy to play? You know, what am I really looking at when I look at the teams that they're playing? You know, this team's not that way because we played them already and they played in the conference. So, you know, there's, again, a reference point as we move into this one. So our guys know what we're up against, but they also know that they've evolved and we've evolved.
And Oregon head coach Dan Lanning meeting with the media prior to heading down to Southern California, saying that, look, they've got a lot of time gearing up for this matchup in the Rose Bowl against a team they've already seen, and that's a little bit of extra time to really dig in on Ohio State.
Well, you got the time to do it, so you look at all of it, right? You look at the history of the team. You look at the history of the coordinators. This kind of is unique where it gives you a little bit more time to evaluate big picture. You know, just coordinator philosophies, and then also, you know, the original matchup, what that looks like, and then what they've done since. So I don't think you'd necessarily focus on one of those things. I think you focus on all that.
It's going to be interesting to see how a rematch between Oregon and Ohio State plays out. Knight, you know, you were kind of talking about it a little bit there, but just your sense of, you know, being around the players, being around the facility and whatnot, a second go-round of this, it feels like everybody expects this to be an absolute championship matchup, and you know, I just, part of me wonders how much do the coaching staffs really kind of rely on what they've learned before, or do they just kind of try to turn the page and approach this in a completely new manner?
Yeah, Dan Lanning talked about it a little bit earlier today during the head coach's press conferences, and he said it's kind of a double-edged sword. On one side, you kind of want to look at the last game and see what they did really well and try to stomp that the second time through, but at the same time, this team has evolved, and you know they're going to know what they did well in that first game and how they're going to try to create that once again here the second time through. At the same time, Oregon had some weaknesses that Ohio State probably looked at and they're going to want to try to exploit. But at the same time, Oregon has had a lot of time to try to clean up some of those mistakes they had game number one against the Buckeyes. It is really interesting, though. We talk about how it's kind of rare for these two teams to play twice in a season. Maybe you get it in the Big Ten championship or maybe you get it in a conference championship game. But both head coaches this morning talked about how this might be the norm moving forward. Because of the 12-team playoff and because of the expanded playoff, you're going to have more teams in the playoff, and that creates more opportunities for rematches down the line. And so although it is kind of new and unique for this season, this may be something that we see for years to come.
We've got to get to a break. Oregon taking on Ohio State coming up tomorrow at 2 o'clock from the Rose Bowl. Knight Yureski's down in Pasadena. We'll keep him on the line for our second segment coming up. Oregon is the number one seed, but many think they have the toughest road to a possible national championship. We'll hear what head coach has to say about that, head coach Dan Lanning, plus some of the thoughts from both Oregon and Ohio State going into the matchup. And we get to hear from a kid with local ties to Roseburg coming up as we continue Inside Douglas County. Inside Douglas County here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. We are previewing the Rose Bowl, Oregon and Ohio State tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And that's a game you can hear right here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It is Oregon, the number one seed, but an underdog in the quarterfinals. Oregon doesn't seem to be fazed, though, by the fact that they aren't necessarily getting the advantage you would think a number one seed would get. Head coach Dan Lanning earlier this week, actually just yesterday, I believe it was, talking about the opportunity to be able to be playing in these big games.
If you're in moments like this, you're certainly going to feel pressure, right? And I think anybody that says they're not, they're lying. But that's what you want to coach towards. You want to be in positions where pressure is applied. And, you know, Kirby said it before, but I agree with him, pressure is a privilege, right? If you put yourself in a position to where you're going to have pressure, that's something you have to be able to handle.
Knight Yureski down in Southern California covering the team. Knight, have you really seen much from these guys kind of addressing the fact that Oregon probably had one of the toughest roads to a possible championship in this 12-team playoff era?
to be honest, they don't really care because at the end of the day, it's out of their control. That was a conversation point this morning with the dual head coaches both up at the podium. It was a lot of kind of open questions for both head coaches, and that certainly was one thing that came up, the format of the college football playoff. And both coaches kind of deflected and said, you know, we are here where we are right now, and it doesn't matter who we have to play. We still have to win three more games to get to the college football playoff championship game. And so where they're at right now, they realize that this could be the toughest game moving forward, and so it probably is one of those things where you might as well get it out of the way and then try to move forward moving on. But college football is unpredictable. I mean, Alabama was a two-touchdown favorite today against Michigan, and they lost. They both know that they have to bring their A game if they want to win this one here at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, it's really going to be interesting to see, and I've heard a lot of different opinions on whether this is a good or a bad thing. Some opinions that if Oregon can win this game, then you feel as if you might have gotten your hardest game of the college football playoff out of the way in your first game of the playoff, and going forward, never going to be an easy route to a national championship, but going forward, you kind of like your chances there. We'll take a look at the bracket coming up in a moment to tell you all the matches and what could be ahead for Oregon if they win, but not enough time to really dig into all that of the coverage that we've been able to get going into the Rose Bowl tomorrow. But you were able to tonight catch up with a kid that's got ties here to Douglas County. Oregon defense, they'll be facing a big challenge. One of the stars on the defensive side of the ball for Oregon has been Eugene native Bryce Boettcher, and that is a last name that might be familiar to some. And Knight was able to catch up with him, and the topic of coming back down to Roseburg to visit family, the topic of coming down here to be able to spend time with family, maybe getting out in the woods and doing some hunting, yeah, that definitely came up.
Totally. And, you know, it was really awesome getting to talk with Bryce a little bit about that. I knew that he had some ties to Douglas County, and I asked him about just his family back home in Roseburg. His dad grew up in Roseburg, was a three-sport athlete at Roseburg High School, played for legendary coach Thurman Bell, and his grandparents still live there. He still has a farm down there in Roseburg, and so he talked to me a little bit yesterday about going down to Roseburg and spending time down there.
I have endless memories of being down in Roseburg. My grandparents owned some land down there, and my uncle used to live down there, so I got a lot of memories of going down to see my grandparents, spending time with them, you know, riding four-wheelers on their land, going hunting. Lots of memories.
And dug in more to that hunting topic as well.
Oh, I love hunting. Yeah, I don't have a lot of time to do it. With the sports and whatnot, but you know, I've killed, you know, five or six deer in my life, a couple bulls. I'll go duck hunting every once in a while too. Love fishing too. That's all there is to do in Oregon. That's stuff outside. Just because of football, you know, I haven't been able to get out east and elk hunt at all. My dad went this year in the past couple of years, but I've been able to go. I went deer hunting, I want to say 2 years ago, with my dad down in Roseburg, and he shot a buck, so I helped him kind of handle that down there.
Pretty cool to see the ties. His dad, as you mentioned, playing at Roseburg High School, and now they're up in Eugene. And Bryce is a guy that we covered here on the on our radio stations when Roseburg would play against South Eugene in multiple different sports. Quite the athlete, and it's been quite the year for him. Getting towards the end of Inside Douglas County here as we take a look at the Rose Bowl matchup. Knight, let's take a look at game day. First, any injury issues that we should know about maybe going to this? Have we heard anything kind of coming out this week as we gear up for what is to come coming up tomorrow at the Rose Bowl?
Everything that I've heard is that everybody is pretty healthy. Ohio State head coach Ryan Day talked about the health of his team. He feels like they're the healthiest and strongest they've been at any point in the season. On the other side for Oregon, nothing really too big to report on yesterday at the practice. We went there, and basically it was one guy who had been injured all season long. He was working out, and one guy that hadn't played all year because of an injury that probably wasn't going to see action, looked like he had something on his hand and he probably still wasn't going to play. So it wasn't anything big. All the starters look to be in shape and everybody looks to be A-okay, good to go, including Drayshon Holden, who spoke about just trying to revitalize his career a little bit after that incident against Ohio State, spitting on the helmet of the Buckeyes, getting tossed out of that game. He's looking forward to getting a second chance against Ohio State.
And just a final 30 seconds here, Knight. Give us a weather update for the game coming up tomorrow.
Coming up tomorrow here in Pasadena, it's looking like it's going to be sunny and 71 degrees with a beautiful sunset, of course, on those chrome helmets of the Oregon Ducks.
It's definitely going to be an interesting one. Oregon is a 2.5-point underdog in this one. Kickoff is set for 2 o'clock, which means pregame coverage is going to be getting underway at noon right here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Knight Uretzky down in Southern Cal. Man, enjoy the game. Have fun down there in Southern California at the Rose Bowl. And thanks for all the updates here today.
Appreciate it, Joey.
All righty, and that is Knight Uretzky down at the Rose Bowl getting ready. He's going to be traveling around the Rose Bowl bash that's going on right now. He'll be posting some photos. We'll try to get those shared up on the KQEN Facebook page. You can also check things out on our sports partner, 1490 The Scores, Facebook and Instagram. We'll be having video clips and photos there from what's going on in down there at the Rose Bowl. So it is definitely going to be a fun time, an exciting game where it really feels like it could go either direction in this one. Man, I wish I could tell you I felt super confident that the Oregon Ducks were going to go through and win this one, but I do feel good about Oregon's chances to try and pull it off. If Oregon does win, they will be moving on to play in the Cotton Bowl, which will be coming up in the playoff semifinals about a week away from New Year's Day. That would be against the winner of Texas and Arizona State. So a lot to watch going forward. That January 10th is when that semifinal would be. That is your preview of the Rose Bowl here on Inside Douglas County. Thanks to Knight Uretzky. Thanks to Kyle Bailey for giving us the time to talk sports here on the station. Enjoy the game coming up tomorrow. Pregame at noon, kickoff at 2 here on KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.